Welcome to the Easy Street Speakers Podcast. I'm your host, Gamal Alexander. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Easy Street Speakers Podcast. This is the podcast that provides tips and insights on how you can effectively, authentically share your story. I am your host, Gamal Alexander. Guys, this podcast is going to be a game changer. It changed the game for me, and I think it's going to do the same for you. I can't wait to dive into it. But before I do anything else, of course, I've got to invite you to check out my website, www.gamalalexander.com. Also, follow me on social media. I'm on Instagram, Gamal T. Alexander. I'm on Facebook. As a matter of fact, I've got a Facebook group, facebook.com/easyinsider, where I provide more tips and insights on public speaking and things related to it. I've got a Facebook page. I'm on all that stuff. And so I want to connect with you because I want to hear from you. Please let me know what you think about the show. Give me suggestions on topics I can cover, guests I can interview. I want to hear it all. Now, before I get into the subject for today, I usually share four things every episode in an effort to allow you to get to know me. I share what I'm reading, what I'm doing, what I like, then I share what I'm talking about. So, what am I reading this week? This week, I'm reading a book entitled The Power of Full Engagement. You need to run out and get that now. It's by Jim Loehr, and I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. L-O-E-H-R. I'm pronouncing it Loehr. If I'm pronouncing it wrong, email me. Sayitbetternow@gmail.com and correct me. Jim Loehr and Tony Schwartz have written The Power of Full Engagement, and it's an amazing book. Here's what I've gotten from it so far. Our resources, whether they be time, money, energy, they're all finite. That means that you and I have a limited amount of decision-making power, a limited amount of energy to be able to accomplish what we want to accomplish. And we've got to use that wisely. So the book gives us some guides as to how to go about doing just that. I'm finishing it up. Amazing book, well written, easy read. Check it out. That's what I'm reading. What am I doing? Well, I am getting ready to release both of my books on Father's Day. I've got two 21-day devotionals for those who do not know. Studies have shown that mastering your mornings is one of the critical keys to success. Now, I didn't know that because I'm not a morning person. If it were up to me, 9 o'clock, 9:30, that's my ideal time for waking up. I'll go to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'll wake up at 9:30. I'll have no problem with it. But the most successful people in the world actually wake up between 4 and 5 a.m. Believe it or not, they are up, and not only are they up, but they have a routine. There's a set routine every morning, and I want to help you get started with yours. So, they say it takes 21 days to build a habit. I've got a 21-day devotional that will help you build the habit of starting your morning off right. You don't have to worry about where to get started, what to do, what comes next. Just wake up, grab your devotional, get your day started right. They're entitled Faith 2.1. You can do more than just believe. Grace 2.1. You can always come back for more. 2.1 because it's 21 days and we're taking your life to the next level. Get those on my website, www.gamalalexander.com. So that's what I'm doing. What do I like? This week, I like the iPublish Lab. It's the iPublish Lab. The creator, Athena Shack, is the CEO of Water Springs Publishing, and she's all about helping you to get your book out into the world. I meet amazing people, interesting people, people with powerful stories, and they keep those stories a secret. And if you know me, you know that I'm not going to stop until your superpower is not a secret anymore. I want you to let the world know exactly what you do and what you're passionate about. I want you to say it. I want you to write it. I want you to post it. I want you to get it out there. And Athena helps regular Joes, just like you and I, regular people, do just that. She helped me publish my books. I'm eternally grateful to her. She did an amazing job, an amazing woman. Follow her on Facebook. Make sure you connect with the iPublish Lab. Tell her I sent you, and she will help you get your book published. Speaking of books, stay tuned, because if you're in the Southern California area in general, Compton, California specifically, then myself and my good friend, another amazing woman, Naila Harvey, we've got something cooking just for you. End of June, we want to meet with you. I'm going to tell you more about it in the upcoming weeks. Stay tuned. All right, so that's what I've been reading. That's what I've been doing. That's what I like. Now, let me tell you what I want to talk about. Lately, I have been having the absolute craziest days. I can't begin to tell you how rushed and overwhelmed and bombarded I've been feeling. Anybody else ever feel like life is going at 100 miles an hour and you're just doing too much and it won't stop and you can't get off? That's exactly how I feel. That's how I've been feeling. I've been feeling like I'm just doing way too much. Is it just me? No, I know it's not just me. I know it's you too. It seems like life is a complete roller coaster, and information's coming at me, and tasks are coming at me, and they're coming at you too. It seems like the to-do list is completely infinite. There's always another task. There's always another responsibility. There's always something you haven't yet accomplished, and there's always something you've forgotten to do. All right. Here's how it came to a head for me. Last week, I went to Tampa, Florida to see my oldest daughter graduate from eighth grade. And I'm sitting there and I'm looking at this beautiful, talented, eloquent, poised young lady. And she's on stage because she's the class secretary. She has to do the opening prayer. And she's eloquent and she's gorgeous. And I can't lie, I'm holding back the tears because I'm thinking, where in the world did all the time go? 14 years. And just like that, snap of a finger, blink of an eye, gone. All of a sudden, she's grown. And looks like I'm going to blink one more time and 14 more years are going to pass. It seems like everything's just happening so fast. The faster it happens, and the further along we go, the more complicated everything gets. I want to be on social media. I want to be on all the platforms. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. But I'm trying to get on Snapchat, and Snapchat is just too complicated. I mean, there are filters, and the pictures, and the videos, and the editing. I can't keep up. I'm almost ashamed to say it, but I can't keep up because it's all so complicated. I've got an iPhone 8, and I refuse to get the iPhone 10. They're getting ready to release something new. I know they are. Every September, that's what they do. And I am fighting it for all I'm worth. Why? Because it's so complicated. First, take away the headphone jack. Next, the charging port. Next, camera's going to be different. Next, it's going to be something in addition to Siri, a hologram. I don't know. But I am longing for something simpler. I need life to slow down. I need life to get simplified. And I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one. That's a movement now. People are decluttering. They're donating. They're cleaning up. They're narrowing their circle of friends, throwing things away. Because it's a movement to simplify every area of life. And I think that needs to apply to communication too. I just don't think that people have the disposable time and the extra attention to listen to anybody ramble for any reason anymore. If you are a communicator, if you are a storyteller, if you are a writer, if you are a blogger, if you are an author, if you are a speaker, if you are a presenter, I believe the future is simple. The future is simple. Here's some of the benefits of simplicity that I found. I'm going to share three of them with you. Number one, simplicity gets me focused. Simplicity gets me focused. I believe it was Einstein that said, if you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it well enough. And I believe that to be absolutely true. If you can't tell me what you intend to say in one simple sentence, if you cannot tweet the main thought of your presentation, then you haven't adequately prepared. You're not ready to speak. You really don't know what you have to say. You should be able to summarize whatever it is you're going to present in one sentence of 15 words or less. No excuses. One of my favorite songs, Ed Sheeran, Thinking Out Loud. If I could sing, I'd sing that song. Love that song. But that's not good advice for a communicator. You can't think out loud behind the microphone. You can't think out loud in front of a boardroom. You can't think out loud in front of a group of people. You have to prepare, and you've got to prepare to the extent where it's simple. One sentence, 15 words or less. Simplicity gets me focused. Simplicity also gives me a challenge. Think about this. Most creativity, we think, thrives on freedom. We have this notion that creativity is a product of a life with no boundaries. I can just be free. I can do what I want. I can say what I want for as long as I want. But think about this. Isn't creativity actually the product of boundaries and constraints? If I give you a smaller space, don't you have to be more creative in decorating it? If I give you fewer options on what to wear, don't you have to be more creative in putting them together? The less you're given to work with, the more creative you have to be. So if you want to give yourself a challenge, give yourself some boundaries. One of my favorite shows, you've probably seen it. I know you've seen it. Chopped. I love Chopped. I can watch marathons of Chopped. I've got Chopped on my DVR. And I love the fact that they'll give the contestants a basket And the basket will contain all kinds of insanity. You've got goat's cheese, steak, butter, Jolly Ranchers. And you got to make a meal. And these world-class chefs, they struggle. Now, I believe they'd probably struggle if they had a day. But then the show turns around, not only limits the ingredients, but it also limits the time. So you got to take goat's cheese, you got to take a Jolly Rancher, you got to take steak, and you got to make a meal out of that in 30 minutes. And it had better blow the judges away. That's creativity. Because creativity thrives when it's constrained. So why not put some boundaries on your speech? Why not put some boundaries on your time? The shorter, the more compact, the more succinct your presentation, the more creative you will be driven to be. Give yourself a challenge. Third and last thing I learned about creativity, about simplification, rather, is that it not only gets me focused, it not only gives me a challenge, but it also gives my audience a break. I learned a new term this week. It's called cognitive backlog. Here's what it suggests. Cognitive backlog suggests that after 20 minutes, the human brain begins to give you diminishing returns when it comes to processing and retaining information. And so anything over 20 minutes, if there aren't breaks that include stories, quotes, stats, videos, if there's not a break from the action, then in 20 minutes, I'm going to stop remembering what you have to say. You get 20 minutes with the human brain. Then it just can't retain anymore. Now, if that's the case, then what in the world do I expect to happen if I'm speaking for 45? If I want to be effective, I've got to make sure that my audience, people in front of me, I give them enough to remember, and then I keep them wanting more. I love watching old episodes of Batman. Okay, and you know, for those of you who are familiar, there are a host of villains, there's a host of challenges. Batman's getting into something every week. Now, I like the old 60s episodes. I'll sit down and watch those. At the end of every episode, they'll say, same bat time, same bat channel, see us tomorrow. Why do they do that? Because they break the episodes up. And sometimes they'll cut an episode right in the middle of the challenge where Batman and Robin are in trouble and it doesn't look like they're going to get out. And they'll cut it right there. Will our heroes make it? Tune in tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel. They give you just enough for you to remember, keep you interested, and then see you tomorrow. What if you were known for giving your audiences enough to add value to their lives, but then you always left them wanting more? You can do that. Just give your audience a break. So that's what I learned. Simplicity. Simplicity is where it's at. Simplicity will keep you focused. Simplicity will give you a challenge. Simplicity will give your audience a break. So why not keep it simple? Speaking of keeping things simple and giving your audience a break, I'm going to give you one right now. That is all I have for this episode. If you enjoyed the podcast, I hope you did. If you enjoyed the podcast, please subscribe. Leave a review. Share the podcast with somebody else who needs to hear it. And that's going to be incredibly helpful in helping others find us, because I meet so many amazing people. And I am dedicated to not stopping until their superpowers are no longer a secret. I want people to know who you are and what you're about. And I want to help you get it out there. So if you know somebody who needs help in that area, or if you need help in that area, then please subscribe. I want you to know every time I put something out, because I want to add some value to you. Also, visit my website, join my Facebook group, and if you like the show, if you hated the show, if you've got comments or suggestions about the show, you want to tell me how to do my show, well then, send me an email, sayitbetternow@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. And until next time, remember, I think you guys are amazing. I do not want you to keep your superpowers a secret anymore. I want the world to know exactly who you are and what's on your mind. That may sound hard, but actually, it's pretty easy. Goodbye for now. I will see you. Thank you for listening to the Easy Street Speakers Podcast. For more information, visit www.gamalalexander.com.